兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, and greeting to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我们下午继续把十诫讲完。
We're going to continue with this topic on the Ten Commandments.
因为我们等一下还有临时的信徒代表会，
because、
信徒会议。
After this, at 3 o'clock, we were going to have an event, extraordinary general meeting.
所以尽量以半个钟头。来结束讲道。
So I hope that we can conclude this service in an hour.
我们已经十诫已经讲了七诫。
We have already mentioned the seventh commandment of the tenth commandment.
那第九诫我们在谈到第三诫的时候也一起提过了。
And we also mentioned the ninth commandment together with the third commandment.
第三诫是不可妄称神的名。
The third commandment is not do not use the name of God in vain.
就是对神方面，我们要有这种敬虔的心。
In other words, we must have this kind of reverence for the names of God.
那第九诫是不可作假见证陷害人。
And the ninth commandment is that we should not bear false testimonies against our neighbor.
这是对人方面，我们必须要诚信，要诚实。
In other words, this is the kind of loyalty and faithfulness and trust, honesty that we should have with our neighbors and friends.
所以下午我们就谈第八诫和第十诫。
And this afternoon, we're going to talk about the eight.And the tenth commandment.
我们先看出埃及记。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20.
第二十章。
Chapter 20, the book of Exodus.
十五节和十七节。
Verse 15 and verse 17.
出埃及记二十章十五节和十七节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 15 verse, and verse 17.
十五节是不可偷盗。
You shall not steal.
十七节是不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservants or maidservant, his ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
第八节叫我们。不可偷盗。
The eighth commandment tells us that we should not steal.
偷盗是行动表现。
To steal is an act of dishonesty.
第十节是叫我们不可贪婪。
And the tenth commandment says that we should not covet.
所说的贪婪就是有非分之求，得不义之财。
To covet is to have greed over things that do not belong to us.
贪就是得，不该得的就是贪。
Greed is getting things that you don't deserve and it's not yours, and that's called coveting with greediness.
有非分之求就是贪。
And if you have this heart of discontentment and you're coveting, has a covetous thought, and that is greediness.
贪是一个动机。
To covet is a motive in your heart.
有贪的动机才会采取行动。
Only when you have this heart and intentions to covet, then you will take action.
约书亚记第七章二十一节。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 21, it tells us.
约书亚记第七章的二十一节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 21.
提到这个亚干，他为什么偷了这个示拿的衣服和这些金银？
It tells us why Achan has went and plundered a beautiful robe from Babylonian.
是因为他先有了动机。
Because in his heart, he has this motives of coveting.
二十一节是亚干自己所说的话。
Verse 21 is what Achan has said.
二十一节说：“我在所夺 所夺的财物中看见一件美好的士拿衣服，200舍克勒银子，一条金子重50舍克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现金藏在我的帐篷内的地里，银子也在衣服底下。亚干谈到他犯罪的过程。
Here in verse 21, it says that when I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylonian.
他为什么偷了？
And he talks about why he covet them.
他为什么偷了神吩咐啊不可取的这个财物，这些衣服、金银呢？
Why did he covet these things that does not belong to him?
他明明知道约书亚，神借着约书亚有特别吩咐，不可以拿。
Because he remembered that Joshua did tell him that he should not plunder anything that do not belongs to him.
亚干知道。
Achan, he knows it.
为什么还要偷，还要去拿？
But why is that he still have this covetous heart and he's greed over things that do not belongs to him?
他说，因为啊，我看见。
Because here it says that I saw in the plunder.
看见了之后，心里就生发贪爱的心出来。
So when you see something beautiful that does not belong to you, that in your heart you have this covetous motive.
魔鬼怎么样引诱夏娃犯罪？
How did the Satan snake entice Eve to sin?
借着人肉体的情欲。
It is from the lust, from the heart.
先耸动啊，让他去失去节制这个肉体的情欲。
So Satan did was he stir this lust from the heart.In the person to covet.
神给他们的命令非常肯定了。
God has given an absolute commandment that
园中所有的果子你们都可以啊尽情享受。
Was that in all the fruit trees that you see in the garden, you can all enjoy them.
园中所有的果子都悦人眼目，好可做食物。
And they are all beautiful to the eyes and they can be your fruit.Your food.
神对人没有刻薄。
So you can see that God has said that in all that you see in the garden, God was very generous to His creation.
神给人的恩典是丰丰富富的。
And the blessing that God has given to all His mankind is abundant.
只是善恶树上的果子不可吃，吃的日子必定死。
But out of all this abundance of blessing and fruit trees that he has set aside, it's just one that they cannot touch.
如果我们守住神的命令，顺服神，
If we have kept his commandment and be obedient to his teaching,
我们可以尽情享受神所赐给我们的一切。
We can enjoy everything that God has given us.
但是呢，魔鬼就借着人有肉体的情欲，耸动人肉体的情欲。
But Satan, he stirs this lust in man's heart.
挑起这个情欲出来。
And also to prick this person's motives.
让他产生非分之求。
And give him the false thought, so then he will go beyond his own and covet what belongs to others.
所以让人的这个情欲啊，失去了节制了。
So it comes from Satan that stirs your lust in your heart and that becomes out of control.
人本来按神形象造的，人为什么会犯罪呢？
God has created man in his own image, but why would man still continue to sin against God?
难道神是会犯罪的吗？
But do you think then you would say that then God is the one who sinned as well?
因为人是按照神的形象样式造的啊，怎么造出一个会犯罪的人呢？
Since God has created man in his own image, why would God create a man that would sin?
神造的人是不犯罪的。
God has created man that do not sin.
神的形象就是有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Because the image of God has a righteousness and holiness.
但是 人跟神不同的地方是神是灵，人带着肉体。
But the difference between God and man is that God is spirit and man is in flesh.
神赋给人肉体，有肉体的情欲。
God has given man this body to live within, and this body has its own fleshly desires.
神为什么要赐给人有肉体的情欲呢？
Why is that God would give this man a body together with its bodily desires?
看哥林多前书第
六章。Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章
First Corinthians chapter 6
第十二节
Verse 12, page 809
到十四节
To verse 14、
哥林多前书第六章十二节
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12
凡事我都可行但不都有益处，凡事都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受它的辖制。
Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
神给我们充分的自由。
So God has given us abundance of freedom, indeed.
什么事情我们都可以做的。
We can do everything.
神没有辖制我们。
God has never limited us to anything.
但是呢，我们要判断。
But we must have a discerning heart.
不是我们所做的每一件事情都与我们有益哦。
It doesn't mean that everything we do is beneficial for us.
有益的我们做，对我们没有益处的，当然我就
我们就
不要去做了。
Things that are beneficial for us, we'll do, and things that are not, we will not do.
这是我们今天信主啊。行事为人的一个原则。
And this is the principle we live by as Christian today.
下半句说，凡事我都可行，但是呢，无论哪一件，我总不受它的辖制。
So everything is permissible, but I will not be slaves to anything.
什么事都可以做，但是呢，如果会辖制你，那你就不要做了。
You can do anything, everything, but if anything were to control you, then you should not do it.
抽烟可以吗
？Can you smoke？
没有，不可以。
There's no.
但是
answer from the Bible。
为什么我们不抽烟
？But why is that we choose not to smoke？
因为对我们没有益处。
Because smoking is not beneficial to our body。
于是有些人说有啊，有益处啊。
Some people may claim that yeah, there's a lot of good things。
抽烟可以帮助消化，疏解我的压力啊。
It can help me with my digestion, relieve my stress。
提起我的精神啊
，and then also give me more energy.
但是呢，害处比益处更多。
But if you would account the harm is more than the benefits.
所以一再的警告，不可抽烟。
So anybody in the medical profession will definitely tell you not to smoke because it's not beneficial to your health.
甚至很多公共场所禁烟
and the same with the many public places they also stop smoking in their premises
因为很多疾病跟抽烟有关
because there are a lot of illnesses as a result of smoking
抽烟等于一种慢性的自杀
smoking can cause a slow kind of death to the body
你在残害自己的身体
you are bringing a lot of harm and pollution to your own body
不但害己又害人
Not only you harm your own body Also you harm the people around you That when you puff out the second hand smoke
你所呼出来的这二手烟吸到的人比你抽一手烟受害更大
And people who take in the second hand smoke Has a greater harm than you puffing out the first smoke
等于害己又害人
So not only you harm yourself But your family members and people around you
并且抽了烟呢会上瘾
So not only so some cigarettes can cause addiction
会受辖制
And so you will be slaves to your addiction
那我们就不可以做了
If that's so then we should be wise enough not to pick up a smoke
这是一个原则
So this is a principle as Christian
所以很多人这个圣经没有讲啊没有说不可以啊
A lot of people will say that the Bible never tells us not to smoke
也许那个世代里面根本没有人抽烟
Maybe in a the time when the Bible was written, there wasn't a cigarette yet.
但是圣经里面给我们一个行事为人一个原则。
But the Bible always set down a kind of a rules or principle that we can live by.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
And all this are helpful to us, and is healthier for us to live by.
凡事都可行，但是不要受辖制。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. But everything is permissible that we should not be under control.
哎，也许有好处，但是害处比益处更多。当然，我们就要选择不做。
Maybe you will count there are some benefits, but there are actually more harms if you weigh them.
会害己又会害人的，更不要做。
If anything that will harm you as well as people around you, then you should not do.
会使自己啊受辖制的，那更不可以做。
If anything that will cause you to be a slave to your addiction or to things that you pick up, then you should not do.
这是圣经给我们一个原则。
So this is a principle that the Bible tells us.
我们要持守这个原则。
And by living by this principle, we'll be benefited.
所以十三节说，食物是为了肚腹，肚腹是为了食物。
Verse 13 says that the food is for the stomach, the stomach is for food.
食物为了填饱我们的肚子，维持我们肉体的生命。
So the food is for us to enjoy and also to sustain our bodily health.
所以神是给我们有食欲。
So that's why God has given us this bodily desire for food.
我们知道自己肚子饿了，我们需要食物。
Now when our stomach is hungry, it's time that we need food.
好，我们得到了食物，才使肉体的生命能够维持下去。
So when we have food, then we can sustain our lives.
啊，并且呢，吃到哎可口的食物，哇，我们感到一种口欲，一种享受，一种满足。
And then when we taste the food, that we enjoy, is it tastes good. It's a kind of enjoyment.
啊，能够满足我们呐。的食欲，并且呢，维持我们肉体的生命。
Not only it will fulfill our taste bud, but also our bodily needs for food every day.
但是我们要知道，必须不要受辖制。
But we must remember that we should not be under control of anything.
你知道好东西，哇，这个好，哎，暴食暴饮，反而吃出病痛来，伤害了健康。
We should have self-control instead of being controlled. For example, if we lose control, then we'll be a glutton and we'll overeat, and as a result, we'll be obese.
食物本来是给我们一种肉体上的享受，给满足啊，维持我们肉体生命的。
So food originally is for us to enjoy and to sustain our living.
但是你如果没有节制，反而对自己无益了。
But if you lose self-control, and then it will bring harms than benefits.
啊，所以今天呢，哎，生活水准提升了，啊，物质非常丰富了。
And today we are living in a society that we will have abundant wealth.
反而很多人因为营养过剩而患了富贵病了。
And these days more people are suffering from obesity than hunger.
哎。神是要我们学习节制的。
And our God want us to learn to have self-control.
我们才能够真正得到益处。
Then only we'll have benefit.
啊，所以我们要知道，食物为了肚腹，肚腹为了食物，但神叫这两样都要废坏。
So we can see that food is for the stomach, the stomach is for food, but God will destroy them both, as it say in verse 13.
不要单单为了满足自己的口欲而暴食暴饮。
So you should not be a lack of self-control and be a glutton and eat too much.
结果呢，身体食物通通要废坏。
So in the end, the result, the consequence of overeating will be destroying our body.
下半句说，身子就是身体啊，肉体啊，不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也为了这个身子。
Then it says here, the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
神给我们这个肉体有肉体的情欲。
The same goes with this body that we live in. Not only we have a desire for food, we have the desire for sex.
哎，男女会互相恋慕。
When man and woman, they come together, and there are mutual attraction.
然后，啊。结为一体
and then when they are married and they come together as one
然后把这个生命啊传承下去
and it's very natural that they will live and procreate and have the next generation
是神给我们有这个肉体的性欲啊是为了要维持肉体的生这个为了传承肉体的生命。
So the body, so God gives us this desire, for sex is to maintain this, is to procreate.
但是神给我们这个身体啊，是为了主。
And but more so, this body, is not for all these desires, but rather for the Lord.
神起初按他形象样式造男造女。
In the beginning, God has created man and woman in His own image.
使他们两人成为一体。
So that both of them, man and woman, can be together and come together as one.
从配偶身上得到最好的帮助。
And the spouse can get the most benefit and help from his husband or wife.
然后
his wife.
然后共同来管理神所交托给我们人类的所造一切的万物。
And together, this man and woman will be able to take care of the creations that God has given them.
所以我们必须明白神的旨意。
So we must understand
the
purpose of God.
让人有这个性欲。
So why is that God give us these bodily desires?
是为了使生命啊代代传承下去。
And to have the desire for sex is to procreate and to have children.
并且神制定婚姻的制度，哎，就是一男女两人成为一体。
So when God has instituted marriage, it's man and woman, and they both come together and be married as one.
如果我们顺服神，按照神所定的这个旨意。来过婚姻生活。
So if we obey the Lord and live this marital life according to God's will,
能够在日光之下，夫妻啊，恩爱生活，这个享受生命。
And together, both husband and wife, they enjoy each other in their days, in their youth.
如果我们越过了神这个。
But if we would go beyond this kind of this commandment by God,
放纵肉体的情欲
and if we were to indulge in sexual immorality with other people other than our spouse,
哎，那就会带来无限的痛苦
then it will cause a lot of destruction.
哎，所以这是神给我们一个行事为人的准则。
So this is the principle that God has given us to live by.
啊，魔鬼借着蛇的聪明，成为他的工具，来引诱人犯罪。
Satan has used the conniving nature of the snake to tempt Eve to sin.
所以蛇的聪明。被魔鬼利用了，哎，用到恶的事情上，所以这个圣经就把它翻译作狡猾。
So the snake has been manipulated by Satan, its own cunningness to deceive others.
它成为魔鬼的工具。
So Satan has used snake as the snake has become a tool for Satan.
它的聪明灵巧变成啊。狡猾诡诈。
So originally the snake is smart, but the smartness has become a tool from Satan and then become a conniving and cunning nature.
哎，让这个亚当夏娃，他就引诱他放纵情欲。
So now Adam and Eve has been tempted to sin,
就去吃神所吩咐不可吃善恶树上的果子了。
And they ate the food that they should not eat.
哎，当他吃了之后
，And the moment when Adam took the fruit，
哎，当然神说你吃的日子必定死了。
Of course, God has said to him before that when you eat this food,
you
will surely die.
跟神明、跟神啊所联系的生命啊隔绝了。
In other words, if you were to eat this food, your life with God has been cut off.
啊，罪就进入人心中作王了。
Then on, sin will then reign in the heart of a man.
虽然他眼睛明亮了
，although now he can see，
看见自己赤身露体。
And he see himself naked.
但是知道了善行不出来。
But now that he knows that he wants to do good, and yet he cannot do.
该禁戒的恶偏偏行出来。
But yet he do the evil that he does not want to do.
所以保罗做见证说：“我做不该做的事情，不是我的本意要做，是在我里面的罪叫我做的。”
So when Paul lament that he cannot.But help to do the thing that he should not do. It's not him that do it, but rather was a sin in him that caused him to do it.
So 今天神也知道我们带着肉体有肉体的软弱。
So today, God knows that we are living in flesh, and we do have our flesh weaknesses.
所以不但借着洗礼让我们得到重生的生命，有神的生命在我们里面。
So not only through our baptism that we have a new life in Christ.
也特别。应许赐圣灵来帮助我们。
He also has promised us His Holy Spirit to guide us.
所以加拉太书第五章谈到圣灵和我们的情欲啊相争。
So in the book of Galatians tells us that Holy Spirit and our fleshly desire is at war with each other.
最耸动人的、让人放纵肉体情欲，圣灵呢？要克制，要帮助我们克制肉体的情欲。
Because the sin inside us, inside human, is always stirring us to do things that is against the spirit, and that's why the spirit is always helping this body to overcome the sin.
虽然我们有肉体的软弱
，although we have this bodily weakness，
以弗所书三章十六节以下提到，圣灵会从让我们从软弱中变为刚强。
But Ephesians chapter 3 and 16 tells us that the Spirit of God will allow this weak body to be strong again.
加拉太书五章二十二节以下所记载，圣灵会帮我们结出啊节制的果子出来。
And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 is also tell us that the Holy Spirit will bear the fruit of self-control.
所以我们靠着圣灵来更新我们的生命。
So we must depend on this fruit of spirit to renew our life every day.
靠着圣灵才能够克制我们肉体的情欲。
So then we can depend on this spirit to do what is contrary to the spirit.
我们才能够顺服神。
Only when we can overcome this sinful nature, then we can truly be obedient to God.
所以刚才我们谈到亚干他见证他犯罪的过程。
Just now we read about how Achan had sinned against God.
看见了。
It's because he saw.
哎，引诱从眼睛进入心里面。
So temptation comes from what you see.
哎，
into your heart.
那个罪在我里面动工。
So then the sin starts to stir inside you.
让你失去了克制的能力。
And then slowly you will be lack of self-control.
深化了。贪爱的心出来
and then you start to covet、
哎、
and you have this coveting thought that comes into you
然后就采取行动
and then you take action
因为贪爱
because of this covetous thought
我很喜欢
I like what I see
我需要
I need what I see、
哎、就把它拿来了
so then you go and you covet and you takeWhat doesn't belong to you,
藏在他的帐篷底下
and then put it under his tent, as this is what Achan did.
所以我们不要偷盗，我们就要不可贪婪。
So we should not be coveting others' things.
安分守己。
We must be contented with what we have.
神给我们多少
？Whatever God has given us today，
我们就用多少
？Be thankful。
我们必须要量入而出。
So we must know how much we have before we spend them。
不可以有非分之求。
And that we should not have thought beyond what we can afford。
人会去贪，是因为看见拿别人做比较，他有我也要有。
A person will start to covet is because they see and they see by comparison what he has. I want to have him too.
为什么我就不如别人
？Why is that you always comparing yourself to others? How come I'm not as good as the other person?
他有他有的条件呢。
So if he has all these things, it's because his condition allows him to have them.
我们没有去提升自己的能力，我们要怎么样才有
？If we do not elevate our ability, then how can we get what the other person has?
我们应该是不断来充实自己。
So in other words, we must work hard.
与我们求神帮助。
As well as to ask God to help us.
你该得多少，神就会给你多少。
What you need, God will give you.
所以圣经说，我们要以神所给我们的为主。
So the Bible tells us that we must treasure whatever God has given us.
能过知足，你就常乐。
And contentment is godliness.
能过知足，就是没有贪欲的心。
If you have contentment, that means you will not have a heart of greed to covet others' things.
神给你更多不一定好哎。
It doesn't mean that it's good when God gives you a lot.
我刚刚传道的时候就教会里常常听到一个见证啊。
When I was a preacher, I always remember a testimony.
那是发生早期在发生在我们中国大陆的教会。
And this testimony happened in a place in China.
有一对父子。
There was a father and a son.
生活穷苦。
They live a very poor life.
他在收古董过日子。
This father, what he does is that he collects antique and buy and sell them.
没有太太，孩子也还没结婚。
He collects old stuff. When this person 还没有结婚，没有孩子之前，
孩子还没结婚，他没有太太了，孩子也还没结婚。
He lost his wife and he has a son and the son wasn't married yet.
所以父子两人相依为命。
So the father and the son, they live together.
非常殷勤热心的聚会敬拜神。
And they were both very fervent Christian. They would go to church and worship God very zealously.
他就把每天所得的十分之一聚会的时候聚会他就去奉献。
And whenever he would profit from his daily income, from what he sold, he would definitely give one-tenth to God.
以前教会是每天晚上都聚会的。
In the earlier days, at that time, they had services every night.
但是他看到那些富有的信徒。
And so when he went to church and he saw those wealthy believers,
他心里很不以为然。
And then in his heart, he doesn't feel too good.
神给我这么穷苦，我所得到的献上十分之一，神给你这么多，你献的百分之一都没有。
So in his heart, he was thinking, God makes me so poor, and I'm only giving, I even give one-tenth of what I have. And all these wealthy people, I don't think they even give a tenth of their income to God.
所以他常常看不起这些富有信徒，
so、every time
不甘心乐意奉献。
In his heart, he is looking down at these wealthy and rich members, thinking that these are the people who will not offer.
他就说了。
So he said one day,
神如果像他那么富，给我像他那么富有，不但十分之一，我十分之五都献。
He said that if God will make me very, very rich like those rich members, not only I'll give one-tenth, I'll give 50% of my income.
怎么不会感恩呢?
How come these people, they don't give thanks and they don't offer?
后来神真的给他得到一个机会了。
So truly one day God gave him an opportunity.
他在收古董的时候，
So then when he was collecting the old antique，
买到了一个古时候皇帝所使用的玉杯。
And he by chance got this jade that was used by emperor.
哇，那是古董，价值连城。
Truly an antique and it was worth a lot of money.
因为很多人不识货。
So a lot of people they couldn't tell this real jade vessel.
他是行家。
And this brother he is an expert.
是用很便宜的钱就买了那个古董。
And he bought this jade cup with very little money.
结果经过他修整修整之后，
So after when he polished this cup,
卖了非常高的价钱。
He sold it for a lot of money.
一夜之间成为暴发户了。
So in one night, he became a very rich person.
有了钱之后，
So after when he had all this money,
不敢让人知道。
He did not tell anybody that he makes so much money.
慢慢的，教会看不到这个人了。
Then slowly, the church did not see this brother anymore.
奇怪。这对父子是那么热心每天聚会的，怎么这段时间都看不到人啊？
It is strange, this father and son, they always come to service every night, but how come all of a sudden this old man disappear?
哇，教会就是寻找迷羊了。
So then the church start to go out looking for this man who has not stopped coming all of a sudden.
去到家，哇，邻居说他早就搬走了。
So they went to his place and the neighbor said they just moved out.
啊，他搬到哪里去啊？
Where did they move to, do you know?
哦，在某某那个大别墅里面。
They have moved to those big huge mansions in a distant, in a city.
教会就到那边去找了。
So then the church went to look for this brother.
那个是以前一个将军的官邸。
And the place when they stay was a mansion that was occupied by a general before.
很大的豪宅。
It was a huge mansion.
他去的时候，因为那个将军还没有全部搬走，还有卫兵站在那边守卫的。
And the general mansion, they have not completely moved out yet. So the general still have some guards outside the mansion.
教会以为这位弟兄可能在这里找到工作了。
At first the church member thought that this old brother has found a job working for the general in this mansion.
就问那个卫兵，你们这里有没有住一个某某人在这边？
So they asked this, the guard, do you know of this particular brother, this particular person who just moved in here?
哦，那个卫兵马上说，哦，你要找那个老爷啊。
So, oh, you're going to look for the master of the new master of this home?
我们教会这信徒说，不是的，我不是找老爷，我是找某某人啊。
No, he's not a new owner of this mansion. He's just a person that I'm looking for.
是啊，是啊，他就是这里的老爷啊。
And, so the guard say, oh, this person you're looking for is indeed the new owner, a master of this house.
我去请问他。看要不要见你。
I'll go in and ask him to see whether he want to meet you.
后来被请进去了。
So then later on, they were invited in.
一看，哎呀，就是我们的信徒啊。
And the church member was surprised that this old man was indeed the new owner of this home, and he was the members that they're looking for.
哇，怎么一下子变成老爷了
？Wow, how come all of a sudden you become such a rich, wealthy man of this mansion?
知道主耶稣赐福给他。
And they knew all of a sudden that God has already granted him so much wealth.
传道就勉励他。
So the preacher encouraged him.
赐福给你，你要感恩，要继续来敬拜神。
God has given you so much money. You must know how to give thanks, and you must continue still come to church and worship God.
我现在很忙，我有空我会去。
He said, "Oh no, I'm just very busy. If I have time, I will go."
那。教会负责人想到哇，那神祝福他这么多，他非常有爱心，一钱都献十分之一嘞。他说神如果让他富有，一半都要奉献呢。
Then the church member they remember this old man that tell them this old brother did tell them before that if God will make me rich, I will give 50% of what I've made to God.
那现在刚教会刚好啊要建堂，哎，那跟他讲，看他愿不愿啊多奉献一点帮助帮助。
And so they remember this brother did say to them this before that since he so he loved God so much, so they brought in this proposal that the church is building a new chapel, and they need the funding, and so they're asking this brother if he would offer any money to build a new chapel.
他说好了好了，我献五十大银呐。
He says that, okay, I'm going to give you this much.
哇，在当时啊，一个穷人来讲，五十大银是相当大的。
五十大银是什么？
不知道。就五十个大银。
So anyway, this brother, this rich man, he gave the church member this amount of money.
所以教会这个负责人想，哇。你以前啊啊说那些富有信徒都不甘心奉献啊，你如果像他们富有一半都要奉献，你五十大银都没有千分之一耶，不要说啊一半。
And this brother, what he offered to the church member was perhaps at that time fifty thousand, but it was not even comparable to what he had made, let alone he said he's going to offer 50% of his income to God.
后来教会去探望他，诶，他不见人了。
So then later on when the church sent more members to see this brother, he refused to see any members anymore.
也再也没有来过教会。
And then he never ever come to church ever again.
经过了几年。
After a few years,later,
信徒聚会完要回家的时候
on their journey home, the member when they're going home,
就看到路边啊一个墙下，怎么有一个人啊？天气这么冷，怎么盖着一条啊那个布袋
？And they saw this homeless person, in a cold winter night, sleeping outside under a bridge.
我们信徒都很有爱心。
So our church member were very caring. So they wanted to see how come this homeless person is freezing in the night.
想天气这么冷，哎呀，这个人真的很可怜，怎么没有回家盖一条啊？那个布袋怎么可以呢？
So、this,
就走过去。
So the church member they were very caring. It's so cold at night, and this homeless person, this person is just sitting there. Without blanket, and he must be freezing.
那个人看到有人走过来，就布袋啊，把人盖得更密一点。
So this old man, this person, when he saw the church member, saw people coming approach him, he covered his head even more with his shirt.
我们信徒反而靠近他，问他：“你是不是很冷啊？”
So the church member saw this man, this homeless man, and said, "You must be very cold."
他就点头。
He nod his head, yes.
你怎么不回家？
How come you don't have a home to go to?
我没有家。
And then he answers, I don't have a home anymore.
哎，一听，哎呀，这个不是那个老爷儿子的声音吗？
Then when he saw this man, aren't he that old man, that man who sells antique, and the one who was rich, and why is he sitting here?
后来一看，果然就是老爷的儿子哎。
Sorry, until they realized that this man who was sitting homeless was the son of the rich old man.
你为什么在这边?
How come you are sitting here all by yourself, freezing in the night?
他就告诉教会说，因为啊，我爸爸有了钱，那跟人家做生意，他又目不识丁，结果人家就叫他当董事长啊。当总经理都挂他的名，结果钱都被掏空了。结果，哎，因为都挂他的名字，所以啊，他就坐牢了，什么都没有了，就坐牢了。
So this man was out in the cold. He said, the reason why I'm out here is because my father was being cheated of all his money, and now he owed people so much money that he ended up in the prison.
后来我爸爸经不起这个打击啊，在监牢里面呢、啊，就忧郁啊，之后不久就死掉了，
and,
死在监牢里面。
My father could not bear this blow of losing all his money, so he killed himself in the prison.
所以我们呢、啊，不要贪，就不会去偷。
So today, if we do not have greed, then we will not go and steal.
我们不要有非分之求。
We should not covet what does not belong to us.
我们要以神所给我们的为主。
So we must treasure what God has given us.
看希伯来书。
Let's turn the book of Hebrew.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
希伯来书十三章第五节
Hebrew chapter 13 verse 5
你们存心不可贪爱钱财要以自己所有的为主因为主曾经说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你、啊、
Here it says keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have because God has said never will I leave you never will I forsake you
所以我们平常、啊、要殷勤去工作
So every day、we must work hard
我们就 必定有余
So、then we will have enough
我们善尽本分吗
because
我们殷勤工作、啊、
Because we do、what we need to do and, our, and take on our responsibility and work hard
我们能够量日而出啊
And then we live with what we have.
我们能够知足。
We can be content.
我们不必去羡慕别人。
We don't need to be envious of others.
生发那非分之求出来。
And that have this heart, the covetous heart.
我们就不会贪。
Then we will not be greedy.
就不会有偷窃的行动出来。
And then we will not go and steal.
啊，一切的罪是出于贪。
All sin comes from this heart of greediness.
所以我们讲十诫的第一次的时候，我们要怎么样来行神的律法
？So, how do we then obey the Ten Commandments of God?
一个字。
That's one word.
爱。
Love.
领受神的爱。
To receive the love from God.
哎，被神的爱所激励。
To be moved by the love of God.
能够生发爱神爱人的心
So then we have this love to love God and love others and neighbors
唯有爱心就成完全的律法
Only God's love can complete and perfect the law
因为律法的总结就是十诫嘛
Because the conclusion of all Ten Commandments
哎，就是爱神爱人嘛。
It's to love God and love man.
所以我们有神的爱，我们就会去爱神，也会以神的爱去爱人。
So if we have the love from God, we'll love God as well as others.
我们就能够完全律法。
Then we'll be able to perfect this law.
啊，一切的罪都是从贪进来的。
So all sins is a result from a covetous heart.
啊，下午讲到此。
Let us end our service this afternoon.